You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is something that somebody posted on Facebook. And it got a big, big response, as you might imagine. Dare I say it almost went viral. This was a couple of days ago. But someone posted a photo of a typewritten note in all caps. And when it's all caps, Jeremy,
yelling.
You know they mean that.
Yelling.
This person found this note on the windshield of their car, and it read, and I'll just read it verbatim. Would you kindly refrain from parking your vehicle outside my house for days on end? A few hours or a day is acceptable. Although you are, of course, legally within your rights to park outside my home, please have some consideration and park on the opposite side of the road when space is available. Thank you. Now, as you might imagine, people jumped into the fray on both sides of this argument. The majority of people were defending the parking person, saying, hey, we all pay our taxes, it's our road too, or something along those lines.
Okay.
Or, hey, you know, you don't own the road, hey. On the other side of the issue, somebody posted, quote, our neighbor across from us did that. He also left his windows down. My husband watered the yard. Petty deserves petty.
I like that little trick. That makes me happy.
One woman felt that the note was polite and that while it isn't a law, it is a neighborly code that should be upheld. So let's talk about this for a second. This person parks their car right in front of somebody's house and they leave it there for days. Now, if you live in a crowded urban area, let's say in Denver, and some of those streets, you know, are just packed with cars and the houses are close together too. So you find a spot where you can.
Yeah.
I don't see how you could ever leave a note on something like that.
That's to be expected. When you move into a neighborhood like that, you know that you're going to be fighting for parking spots.
Yeah.
That's to be expected.
So we get that. When you're out in the burbs and there's wide open spaces and somebody pulls their car up and there's parking places all over in the burbs and somebody parks it right in front of your house and leaves it there for a couple of days, I gotta take the unpopular side and say I agree with the person who said it's like a neighborly code.
It is. I mean, that irritates the hell out of me. Imagine that when it happens to us. And it's been happening quite a bit lately in our neighborhood because the people right next door have some daughters and the boyfriends are coming and going constantly at all times. So there's like two or three different cars that are, you know, either parked in front of my house or the people across the street, or they're butted up against the basketball hoop that we have so then the kids can't play hoops out in the street. And it's super annoying. And we've even had a couple of them try to make little U's to get out of the neighborhood, and they've run into trash cans and the slow man sign that we have out there, you know, the big green slow man sign. They've ran into that before, and we're like, what's next, kids? But that's a whole nother issue. But they have been parking in front of everybody's houses and we're annoyed, mostly because the neighbors have a three-car garage with a three-car driveway that's empty. So we're like, park in the driveway or park in front of their house. They just don't know the rules yet, I guess. They're too young.
Well, there is a code, I think. But what's funny is we're going to start hearing from people any moment now who are like, I agree with the people who say there's no law against it. Quit being so uptight. We're going to start hearing from those people. And the thing is, I can't disagree with you. There's no law against it.
Right.
It's absolutely legal to do it.
It is.
But
when your neighbor has parking spots in front of their house and their driveway is open and then it happens to you, you're like, what the hell? What's the deal? What's the dealio?
Let's talk about this for just a second. We can take calls on this too. We'd love to hear from you. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. I don't feel like I'm as uptight as other people, and I feel like I'm pretty easygoing with stuff like this. I have to admit, and I live in a little cul-de-sac thing, and there's only three houses, and it's a pretty good size cul-de-sac. In other words, it's not a tiny little piece of pavement. It's pretty big. And if the neighbors directly across from us have a party with their late teens, early 20s kids, there will be times that there are cars parked in front of my house and I don't get upset, but I find myself walking back over every once in a while to see how long they're going to be there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I've never had them left for like that long. It's never even been more than like 12 hours. So I don't really care. But they're parked just like right in front. And there's room elsewhere. And so I wonder, what is the psychology that upsets us about that?
Gabe wrote in and says, when that happens, it feels like some sort of invasion of privacy. It feels like someone's peeking into your life somehow, especially when they linger there a little too long before leaving or when they arrive even. He just says it just feels like a bit of an invasion. Because they are. They're in front of your house. You're like, and then you go through that whole thing. If you don't know your neighbor's having a party, you're like, who's this in front of my house? Why are they sitting there? What are they doing? Why are they? Yeah. Did they just take a picture? What the hell is going on? You get all freaked out for a little bit.
I had one of the coolest neighbors back when I lived over by Cherry Creek State Park, and she would have parties, and she would always tell me like a couple of days before, like, I'm about to have a whole bunch of people. And you remember going to that house. There was no parking.
That's no parking, yeah.
There was no parking there, and everything was filled, and there were times I could not get to my driveway.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through the little car blockade to get to my driveway.
I do that same thing. If we're having a get-together at my house, which we have a lot of them, I go around, and if I see my neighbors beforehand, I usually say, hey, just a heads up, there's going to be a lot of cars out here this afternoon for about 4 hours, 5 hours. It's a courtesy.
I'm just curious about the whole, what is the psychology? Why does it bother us? Here's Diana on the phone. Let's take a quick call before we go to break. Diana, what do you want to say about this?
Boys, I left a note on a car, and I was very nice, and I think the note that was left was very nice, and I think it's like community rules, right? Like, we just, yeah, it's not a law, but we all have a little bit of respect for each other, and you don't need to leave a car there for days.
What'd your note say?
Just like, the note was because we live in a cul-de-sac, and everybody started to parallel park or perpendicular park. To get more space.
Yep.
And one car kept parking along the edge, and we're like, you're taking up three spaces for all of us. We all agreed that we want to park this one way because we can all park more cars.
So did your note help?
Yeah, actually, they've been parking just like the rest of us, and now everybody has space.
Success.
But we left like a smiley face, and like, we're not, like, you don't have to do it, but if you do, you're going to benefit the rest of us.
That's nice that you included the smiley face. That really probably swayed. Maybe right. Like a little, you know, Kit Kat bar or something, too.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, and I'm really glad you called, Diana, that some people want to be offended, right?
Yes.
We've all run into those people. Like, no matter what you do, no matter how polite, no matter how courteous, no matter whatever, their mission is to be bent out of shape so that they can be the victim and they can tell everyone, well, this person left a jerk note on my car. And there's some people who wake up in the morning and they want to be offended. So maybe,
well, that's
you
when
ran
you slash
the one
their
who
tires.
Wasn't that way.
Just slash their tires then.
We're just like, hey, we don't mean harm. We're just all for the positive intent, right? Like, assume the best in people. And with text messages, we always think people are angry texting us, and notes seem angry because we don't do notes anymore.
And
but
we
don't
put the smiley
you,
face on
smiley
like you
face.
Did. That's the key.
Diana, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
See you later.
Thank you.
The cul-de-sac wars are the worst, too, you know, because it's like right. You stare at, like, four different houses, like, directly across, you know. I'm with Tina, who texted in. I didn't even think about this, and this is spot on. Tina says, I hate it because my dog now thinks every car door slam means a visitor, leading to a never-ending bark fest. If he looks outside my full-glass front door, there's a car there, and he's constantly barking. That settles it. That's why right there the dogs hate it.
Here's Marilyn on the phone. Marilyn, what do you think about all this?
I have a home in a residential area where the parking is only on one side of the street, but there is a car that has parked in front of the house for days on end, and its tags are expired, and it's full of junk, and it just puts an eyesore on the front of the house. So very annoying.
Well,
very,
if the tags
annoying.
Are expired, you can probably report that one to the county, and they'll have to do something about it.
They towed it, and they towed it right back and parked it in the same spot.
You got to run out there and put a cone out there.
So, and then we tried to do the neighborly thing and go over and, like, knock on the door, and nobody would answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
somebody
annoying.
Who might be looking for a fight, too. So just you be careful, okay, Marilyn?
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Here's Rob. Rob, what do you want to say about this?
Oh, I got one. I lived in a townhouse like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a next door neighbor that had a big old blazer with glass tacks on it. And he fired that thing up first thing in the morning
and back down
the street. And it was a tiny little street because it was a townhouse. So it was like basically single lane. And then it was so annoying. And then currently where I live for 27 years, my next door neighbors have like 8 people living in their house and there's just cars everywhere.
I'd move, buddy. I'd get the hell out of here.
It's definitely, Rob, it's time for you to pack up.
Poor Rob.
Like Kim wrote to us and she said, you can solve your parking in front of your house by owning 8 vehicles of your own. That's what my husband and I own. We have 2 in our backyard driveway, 3 in our front driveway, 3 parked out in front of our house.
No.
It takes up all the street parking in front of our house.
I don't
want to be Kim's neighbor ever.
Your neighbors are talking about you, Kim, and your excessive vehicle consumption there at your house. I like Angie. This is one of the main reasons I don't like it. Angie says, I don't like it when people park in front of my house because cars coming down the street have a harder time seeing if my kid is playing in front of it and they would happen to maybe dart out or a bike, you know, comes out. I get that too. I hate that because, you know, my kids are constantly outside and if there is a car there, another vehicle coming down the street does have a hard time seeing them if they're down low. And then I agree with John, too. Josh says, boys, I play Trash Day Tango with the teenagers that live next door. Their car is always perfectly positioned to block where our trash cans go, garbage day into a friggin' obstacle course, is what he said.
Right.
Yep. And I've done that with the teenage boys to keep coming next door to my house, and I've gone out there and I've put a can in front of their car and a can behind their car. One recycle, one trash. Passive aggressive, party of one. Yeah, it still doesn't do anything though. They keep parking there.
No,
it's not going to fix anything.
Now it's just
it was mostly just for me at that point.
So, you know, I was writing back to some of our listeners and I was using the term common courtesy, but it, you know, it strikes me that it's just not common anymore. So, you just got to be careful because you don't know what you're going to come across. And if you are leaving notes, which I'm usually not a fan of, notes on cars or on front doors or something like that. Just make it as friendly as you possibly can. And like the caller said, put a smiley face on there to try to, you know, de-escalate anything.
And really, who's doing that anymore with notes? You just need to take a picture of it and put them on blast on Nextdoor. That'll take care of it. Do it digitally.